And that's it. The game has officially been postponed and will be played at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Be sure to catch the 620 CKRM Co-Operators Rider Broadcast Network pregame show with Tegan Witko, Justin Dunk, and Wes Cates at 1:30 p.m. Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender have the game call at 2 p.m. And a quick note, air quality is expected to be in the too low-risk range around 3 a.m. and will remain there throughout the day. Conditions are now nearly as bad as they were this afternoon, with readings at 133, 134 and 135 when levels were in the 150 range earlier today. Need a miracle in the next 15 minutes. And we have word that the game will be played at 2 p.m. on Saturday should it be cancelled. All tickets will be honored. Here's the official announcement. pic.twitter.com/hglv3iu Saskatchewan Roughriders at SS Roughriders, July 12, 2025. And protocol be danged. The teams will now wait until 10:45 p.m. for warm-ups, meaning an 11:15 kickoff is possible. Air quality continues to worsen, now 118, 119 and 120 at monitoring stations around Mosaic Place, but they're going to do what they can to get this thing in. The game is likely going to be postponed. Conditions have actually worsened with readings of 115, 115, and 116 as of 9:30 p.m. Teams need a half-hour warm-up and per league regulations. After a three-hour delay, the game must be cancelled. The 30-minute countdown hasn't started and players are still in the dressing room as of 9:33 p.m. Sigh. Despite Environment Canada's hopeful prediction, conditions have remained virtually the same at 109, 111 and 111 as of 9 p.m. well over the scale maximum. Things will have to get better within the next hour or things will most likely be cancelled. As of 8:30 p.m., conditions continue to improve, with readings of 109, 110 and 110 at Mosaic Stadium, but still well over the scale maximum. Air quality was 10 plus as of 8 p.m., but there's good news. The most recent Environment Canada update has the quality improving to 7 high risk by 9 p.m., which would be below the CFL's threshold of 8 and allow the game to begin. Luke Wilson loves it in Regina. You just feel like you're in football country here in Saskatchewan. The vibes in Saskatchewan are still high despite the delay and at LaWilson_82 is loving it. Upward trend pic.twitter.com/gzq2g9pkzq TSN, at TSN_sports, July 12, 2025. So folks know, if a game is delayed by 3 hours it will be cancelled, per CFL policy. Here's the official notification. Air quality map at Mosaic Stadium is 114, 117 and 120 as of 7:30 p.m., better but still well over the maximum scale. Air quality continues to improve but has not yet reached a level considered safe for play. As a result, the start of the game remains delayed. We will provide an update as soon as a kickoff time is confirmed. pic.twitter.com/1hodik88 Saskatchewan Roughriders, at SS Roughriders, July 12, 2025. As per Justin Dunk on the pregame show, there's now an indefinite delay. Players will take the field and see how things feel and the game will potentially start after a 30-minute warm-up after that point. Kickoff will be after 8 p.m. at the earliest. Word just now of another potential delay. More to come soon. About 10 minutes to warm-ups and air quality levels are 126, 122 and 118 at Mosaic Stadium, all well over the 100-point scale maximum. Guess we'll see how things turn out pretty quick. TSN and former Regina Global reporter Claire Hanna gives us a look at Mosaic Stadium from about half an hour ago. Doesn't look too bad. CFL teams usually come onto the field roughly an hour before kickoff for team warm-ups. Being told that the hashtag Riders won't start warm-ups on the field until 7:10 p.m. to minimize time outdoors, kickoff is currently 7:45 p.m. local. Doing activations in their locker room instead. Hashtag CFLPick.twitter.com/August9OT1JB. Claire Hanna, at Klana, July 12, 2025. Outside of the smoke, it's going to be another nice night for football, with the temperature around 16°C at kickoff time with winds 20 km per hour gusting to 40 km per hour out of the west, diminishing to 15 km per hour out of the southwest as the evening progresses. It's hoped that bit of wind will be enough to clear the air and get things to a manageable level by 7:45 p.m. The official delay announcement. Per the CFL policy, the CFL and the Saskatchewan Roughriders have been monitoring the air quality in and around Mosaic Stadium ahead of tonight's game against the Calgary Stampeders. With that, tonight's kickoff is now scheduled for 7:45 p.m. pick.twitter.com/L34ZQXJTHC. Saskatchewan Roughriders, at SSGruffriders, July 11, 2025. And we have a delay. Kickoff will now be at 7:45 p.m., with players taking field for warm-ups at 7:10 p.m. Players are taking the field for initial warm-ups, so no delays as of yet. Air quality continues to deteriorate in Regina. As of 5 p.m., particulate matter readings at Mosaic Stadium are over 150 across the board, well beyond the highest level of the scale at 100, and Environment Canada has revised their Friday night air quality forecast to 10+, very high risk. Again, under league regulations, if the air quality health index reaches 8 or above using Environment Canada metrics during warm-ups or the game, the air quality procedure will take effect and the game will be automatically stopped and teams sent to their dressing room. As a result, there's an increasing chance the start of tonight's game may be delayed unless conditions improve. The Stampeders' depth chart. Vernon Adams Jr. is off to a great start as the Stamps quarterback and has 1,025 yards of passing through their first four games. Slotback Jalen Philpott has been his favorite target with 12 catches on 23 attempts for 224 yards. Running back Dedrick Mills has 311 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. Linebacker Jacob Roberts leads the defense with 24 tackles. Cornerback Adrian Green has a pair of interceptions, including a pick six. The Rough Riders' depth chart. The biggest change, of course, is Trevor Harris returning at quarterback. Kadeem Carey slots in as the backup to A.J. Willett at running back with Thomas Bertrand Houdin sidelined with injury. Zach Fry gets the start at left guard in place of Trevon Tate and Antoine Brooks Jr. is in at cornerback in place of Tavon Campbell. It's week 6 of the Canadian Football League season and we have a first-place showdown as the Saskatchewan Roughriders take on the Calgary Stampeders at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. Saskatchewan is off to a perfect 4-0 start and are coming off a bye week, while the Stampeders are also off to a great start and hold a 3-1 record. As their records indicate, they're 1-2 at the top of the East Division standings, and also the consensus 1-2 at the top of the most recent edition of the CFL Power Rankings. Now to the coughing elephant in the room, Regina is currently under an air quality warning, with the most recent hourly particulate matter observations as of 3:30 p.m. showing 100+ readings at Mosaic Stadium. That's beyond the highest end of the scale, meaning the CFL might have a decision to make as game time gets closer. Forecasts for the remainder of the day Friday see Environment Canada reading at 10, high risk, and falling a single point to 9, high risk, in the evening. Under league regulations, if the air quality health index reaches 8 or above using Environment Canada metrics during warm-ups or the game, the air quality procedure will take effect and the game will be automatically stopped and teams sent to their dressing room. It's a similar situation to the preseason game against Winnipeg back on May 30, when air quality conditions were in the 10+ range most of the day before clearing in the evening, leading to the game start being pushed to 8 p.m., The 620 CKRM Co-Operators Rider Broadcast Network pregame show with Tegan Witko, Justin Dunk, and Wes Cates begins at 4 p.m. and will have updates closer to game time. Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender have the game call at 7 p.m.